This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think one of the things that you just learned from Joel Corey there is that it's not an it's not a $41 million or bust when it comes to Ben Roethlisberger. At least if I listened to it correctly and I heard what he had to say the right way, it's $22 million and then negotiate the other $19 million. In other words, I guess Ben could take a pay cut, which I don't know why he would, but if he wanted to come back and they said, well, listen, $41 million is too much, they're on the hook for $22 million. You know, he could take a pay cut in real money and say, all right, well, I'll tell you what, I'll play for $14 million instead of $19 million. And then all of a sudden, it's a $36 million hit. Not exactly easy. I mean, and again, you know, he makes a very good point. When you look at what starting quarterbacks are making, there's no reason in the world for him to take a pay cut. In fact, why would he? It wouldn't make a lot of sense. Unless he just really, really wanted to play and he figured that, if he does that, it gives them an opportunity to sign a couple of guys and maybe he can go out, you know, a winner. But, I think that if Ben Roethlisberger comes back, this team's got some real issues because I just don't know how you're going to fit all that together, and I don't think he's going to take a pay cut. I just don't. I think he's probably going to say he wants all of his money and, you know, he's earned it, or he's going to say I'm going to retire. Now, it's interesting, too, that I want to say it was Chris Hoke earlier today was talking about how Ben Roethlisberger would be smart to make them cut him as opposed to retiring. Because if they cut him, he gets some money. If he retires, he gets none. So that's something that you can think about, too, is, you know, how logistically would this go down? So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out just because there's a lot of money that's at stake here. There's a lot of cap room at stake here. And I think Ben is the kind of player that wants to win. He wants to be on a team that has a chance to win. He has to understand that if he's going to take every dime that he's owed, then what's going to happen is he's probably going to have a team that he can't afford. I mean, he's probably going to have a team that probably can't afford, you know, to put other guys around him. That's what it comes down to. $41 million is a lot. It's a big, big, big chunk of the cap. And I think that when you think about it in those terms only, it probably makes more sense for the Steelers to move on from Ben than not. I guess there's ways that he could take less money. What they don't want to do is basically I would think they don't want to go into next year with Ben making all that cap room. Period. So it's going to be real interesting to see what exactly it looks like, but he's going to have to make it work. Really. That's really what it comes down to me. I think that's, you know, the only way that the Steelers are going to get under the cap is moving on from Ben, unless he's willing to take a cut, which I don't think he is. And you've got a lot of guys, you know, that are owed a lot of money, or you got a lot of guys that think they're owed a lot of money. That's a really difficult situation, this cap thing. So my feeling is with the Steelers, you know, they're going to have to get to a point where they are comfortable telling Ben, you got to go if it's time. Now, I don't know any other way around what they're doing, but to say, it's time. You got to go. To be honest, I just feel like it's just not doable unless he's willing to take a pay cut, and I don't think he will, nor should he. That's the other thing. Nor should he. Taking a pay cut makes no sense if you're Ben. He's made enough money, so he doesn't have to play. He's got to play with the money. You know, he's got to make, you know, if he's going to play, it's got to be for the money he wants to, and also on a team that has a chance to win. And if he doesn't have a chance to win, what's the point of what he's doing? So it's a really tough situation right now for Ben and the Steelers. It's just going to be interesting. It really is. It's really going to be interesting to see how it works. But they're going to have to try and do the best they can do to get this thing resolved quickly. Because quickly means they've got the opportunity. You know, that quickly means they've got the opportunity to make some other decisions based on, you know, what Ben does with it, you know, what they do with Ben's money. It'll be interesting, though. It will be interesting, though, to see if they can figure out a way to bring him back without extending him. Because, you know, here's the thing I've heard a lot of people say, oh, just restructure it. But you don't want to extend it. You don't want to add more money and more dead money for the next couple of years. You don't want to extend Ben's dead money. I mean, if you're the Steelers, you've got to look at it and say, this is where it is. This is the end. We're not doing any more extending of his money. It's just not. And I just feel like it doesn't make sense to do it that way. It really doesn't. You can't just keep moving the money down the road because it's never going to come to fruition, and you're never going to have your full complement of you're never going to have your full complement of, you know, salary cap money if you keep moving it down. You know, if you just keep moving it and moving it and moving it and moving it and moving it, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So they've got to, you know, summarize, figure it out, and do that. Because that's the first question that needs answered is Ben's money. Ben's cap money, all that other stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.